Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank. Hi, Allison Stewart.
Hey, Luke Burbank. Hey, Rachel Martin. She'll be with us in a second.
Ah, my voice is back.
You're like Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Speaking of which.
Brilliant. You know, guys, I got to tell you, it's good to be back in the old Bryant Park Project co-hosting seat here after my extended time off. Although I'm almost ready for another week and a half vacation. An hour and 20 minutes into this. You know what I missed the most, though, while I was away, besides your lovely shining faces?
What was that, sir?
It was the news that you sort of don't need, but you know you really love.
Yes.
Which we present every day on The Beep in a segment we call The Ramble. Speaking of shiny faces, Ariel, the Ariel of newscasting, Rachel Martin, will you enlighten us with your
sure.
portion of The Ramble today?
I'm going to tell you about a story. Here's a story.
Okay, enough.
Of a Venezuelan. Okay. Hugo Chavez, we've all heard of him, Venezuelan leader. So he's not dead. No one killed him. But you might not have known that had you logged on to the BBC. Not the BBC. Sorry. CNN yesterday put up a picture of Chavez with a caption that said, "Who killed him?" This was a big gaffe. Apparently, they had meant to post a picture of Sean Taylor, the Redskins player who was murdered this week. And there's just a mix-up in the control room, and they accidentally put up a picture of Chavez. He was not happy. He is encouraging Venezuelan officials to file suit against CNN. CNN has apologized, by the way.
I'm glad they said they were sorry.
Yeah, he said that it's going to spur a possible assassination attack.
Oh, yeah, that's
going to
do
that. That was what I read, one of his main arguments. I thought, that's kind of a stretch.
Of everything he's going to do, that's what's going to do it. All right. My ramble story comes to us from the Philadelphia area. The FBI and the Secret Service are expected to announce indictments today against a student at UPenn, a Florida man, and three others. Well, the student at UPenn, he may be partially responsible for that huge computer crash and hacking that happened last year that left 4,000 students at the University of Pennsylvania without a server, without their computers. This guy, he's 20 years old. His name is Ryan. He's a bioengineering major, arrested earlier this month on a computer fraud conspiracy. And I just love, you know, there's this whole scheme with somebody in Australia, and it goes on. New Zealand, I'm sorry. Meanwhile, he's still enrolled in school.
The article actually reads like some kind of John Grisham book or
something. It is.
There's this detective FBI person who's trying to find out who this kid is, and this kid has written some online poetry under a name. So the guy goes and finds the same piece of poetry written somewhere else under this guy's real name, and so he puts it together.
I like the name of the FBI surveillance project. It's called Operation Bot Roast, as in robot.
They're
funny over there at the FBI.
They really, those G-men, I'll tell you. All right, a story not for the squeamish. This is about a South Carolina guy who cut off his own arm and lived to tell the tale.
Seriously, if you're eating breakfast, just stop or turn us down.
Yeah, the story, actually, this happened back in September, but it's just sort of getting a lot of attention now because this guy, Samson Parker, gave an interview to NBC's Matt Lauer. By the way, if you had to pick a name for a guy who was going to cut his own arm off heroically, Samson Parker sounds like the kind of guy who could do it. He's a corn farmer in South Carolina, and he got some stalks of corn jammed in this piece of farm equipment. He reached in, he got his hand stuck. To sort of cut a gruesome story short, the machine kicked off some sparks, and the cornfield he was standing in caught on fire. So now his arm's stuck in this machine.
Oh, my
God.
He's
an hour from any other human being, and the field is on fire around him. So he sets to work with his pocket knife on his arm and manages to free himself from the machinery. The thing that makes this story not as gruesome as you would think is how unbelievably pleasant this guy was in the interview. We should link to the interview on our blog, the one from NBC, because he just seems kind of aw shucks about it. He's talking about how great his wife was about it and how he's fine, and he made peace with the piece of farm machinery. He went out there before church and talked to it. I mean, the guy seems totally okay.
He's very adjusted. That is a well-adjusted human being.
Samson Parker.
All right, so some news, some happy news. Who watches Dancing with the Stars?
Anybody? I do on the treadmill at
the
gym.
You know, I have a couple of friends who are devoted to this show. really smart people who just love the show.
They're both dudes, right?
Who? The winner?
No, the people who watch the show, right?
One's a dude, one's a chick.
Oh.
Very into the show, Dancing with the Stars. The chick might be happy because Elio, the winner, the Brazilian race car driver, Elio Castroneves, who won Dancing with the Stars, just recently announced that his engagement is off. He is single. And we know this man knows how to rumba. Now, why he's single, quite a bit of speculation and all the reality TV show blogs. There's been some hints that perhaps he rumbaed with his dance partner,
the professional dancer. They kissed at the end of their big number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she incidentally postponed her wedding last May because of her, quote, demanding schedule. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is also, this show, I mean, this is like home wrecking.
Somebody call it dancing with the stars. Home wrecking with the stars?
Dancing with people? That's intimate.
It is intimate. It's sensual.
Who knows what the story is with these two, but other people have struck up relationships based on showing them their pasadoble. So, if you like Dancing with the Stars, go see Strictly Ballroom. It's the
good
original
point.
Dancing with the Stars.
Great movie. And that does it for today's Ramble.